The third main consequence in the Calvinist community after St. Bartholomew's Day was a radicalization not simply of Protestant political theory, but also of Protestant political practice. The years immediately after the massacres saw the formation of a kind of Calvinist state within the state of France itself. It was a grouping called the United Provinces of the Midi, from the typical French term for the provinces of the south. The provinces of the south are called the Midi. Now, thanks to the kind of mobilization system established during the 1560s, that is to say, the mobilization of military power on the basis of the Calvinist consistories and synods and other church organizations, the towns and the lesser nobilities of southern France were able to rally very quickly and mobilize defense against the Catholics in the aftermath of 1572. There was a series of meetings between 1573 and 1574 in southern France in which Huguenot leaders took the steps towards creating a kind of Protestant federal republic in the south of France. Each town and each region was to choose a civil government consisting of an elder and a council of 24 who would send electors to a kind of central assembly. And this new state was really impressive in terms of its effectiveness, particularly if you consider how much of the leadership had been slaughtered in Paris during 1572. But as impressed as we may be about this new United Provinces of the Midi, the actual power of the system was hampered by two central weaknesses. One of these was geographical, that is to say that the Huguenots were confined largely to the south. And even in the south of France, there were many important cities which they didn't control. So rather than forming a sort of contiguous block of territory with clear boundaries, they were a scattered patchwork across the south of France, islands surrounded in a Catholic sea. Second of all, there was always friction, and the friction was more or less constant, between the nobles, who led the military operations, and the assembly members, who were supposed to be the political authorities. The United Provinces of the Midi, this confederation, really was a kind of an attempt to subordinate the nobiliar and military authority to that of the towns and the civilians. It's in a sense a recognition of the fact that having gotten too closely tied to factional concerns, the religious concerns of Calvinists had been hijacked. The problem, however, was that as long as the war was going to continue, this would invest the nobles with disproportionate political authority and allow them to reassert themselves against the would-be civilian authorities. Now, it probably goes without saying that the massacres of 1572 led to a fourth war, which lasted between 1572 and 1573. But these last years of Charles IX, who would die in 1574, saw rather little energy on the part of the crown. The fourth war was quickly concluded with a formulaic peace treaty, and on the 30th of May, 1574, Charles IX died of consumption, and he would be succeeded by his brother Henry III. Who is the last of the Valois kings and remains a sort of enigma to historians to this day. Henry had a lot of very odd behavior. He was clearly intelligent. He took a direct interest in the affairs of the crown. He sponsored reformist legislation. But at the same time, he engaged in odd religious practices. He would, on one day, bring some of his friends down the street of a town, offending women and creating a public uproar, and the next day come by dressed as penitents in sackcloth, pleading for forgiveness. His kingdom never seems to have understood him properly, and Henry himself would ultimately come to grief. But the first 10 years of Henry's reign, between 1574 and 1584, were characterized by two main themes. The first of these was the loss of any purpose on the part of the political factions except for open self-interest. And the second, an attendant theme, is the growth of hostilities between the social orders and within the social orders at the same time. Let's first begin with the collapse of ideology between 1574 and 1584. The easiest way to see this is to look at who the parties are in the wars that followed. When a fifth war broke out in 1574, which would last until 1576, it's no longer possible to identify the aims of the combatants with partisan religious causes. Just to give you an idea, the crown of Henry III fought in alliance with the Guise against a bizarre combination of, one, the militant Huguenot towns of the south, two, the Catholic Montmorency d'Anville, the governor of Languedoc, three, the nominally Protestant Henry of Navarre, four, Henri de Condé, son of Louis de Condé, and five, the Catholic Duke of Anjou, who was actually the king's brother. So we have an alliance of Catholics and Protestants and the king's brother fighting the king.